616. Hey, today the Mackinac Center for Public Policy filing a lawsuit, resuming an earlier fight to protect the free speech rights of lodging establishment owners in Michigan. Dirk Wilcox with us, senior attorney at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Dirk, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me on.
Now, this has to do with these tourism bureaus, and essentially they're able to tax these business owners. How is it that they have the power to do that, by the way?
Well, it's a statute that was enacted in 1980, and so it's been on the books a while, and it allows regional bureaus to pop up, and it gives them the power to tax just hotel owners, room rentals, the different, you know, inns and cottages and so forth. Mm-hmm. If you have more than 10 rooms to rent, they can tax you. And it's been on the books a long time, and it's been kind of a minor thing because most of these bureaus that are all over the state have only been taxing 1-2% to pay for tourism promotion. Mm-hmm. But they're all over the state. They've been increasing it to 5%, and it actually seems to be in sort of an arms race. We have to increase to 5% because the tourism bureau on the other side of the state increased to 5%. So we brought, as you noted, we had brought a case on behalf of a guy who rents cottages in Indian River last year. But we had to drop the case because his conditions changed and he had to sell his property, and so we had to drop the case. And now we have another client. It's a fellow. Well, it's a couple of different rental places in Glen Arbor over there by Sleeping Bear, a Sylvan Inn and Lakeshore Inn.
Right. What do these businesses get, by the way, for the 5% tax they're paying?
Well, they pay it to a tourism bureau, and the tourism bureau advertises the region. And so in this case, they put out some print publications and a web page and the usual. And we challenge this based on the First Amendment because this is compelled speech. They are telling my client, you have to advertise with this tourism bureau. Mm-hmm. Because they, you know, advertise for the region. And
Has this ever been challenged before or anything like this?
Not in the tourism context. It has been in the agriculture promotion area. You know, you see all the commercials for beef, it's what's for dinner, and the incredible edible egg. Mm-hmm. And in a case like that, there was the U.S. Supreme Court looked at a case involving mushroom growers and said, look, well, you're just taxing these people to pay for advertisement and nothing more that violates the free speech rights.
Okay.
Oh, so we're trying to apply that case to this situation.
So wait, did the Supreme Court uphold their right to tax them and so on?
Not in the mushroom case. They said, no, you cannot assess them and force them to pay for advertising they don't want.
Okay. Yeah, you don't really see a lot of mushroom commercials, do you?
No. Yeah. I've been trying to think what they might use to the catchy slogan for mushrooms, but
I don't know how big of an industry it even is. So tell me, Dirk Wilcox, by the way, with Mackinac Center here. So what's the, is this going to end up at the Supreme Court too, a case like this?
Well, we'll bring it in the Michigan courts and maybe it'll eventually go to the Michigan Supreme Court. That would always be great. We'd love to, you know, argue with the highest court possible.
Uh-huh. And so your sense of it is, I mean, what's the counter argument? Because it's been around for a long time. You're saying the challenge has only come now because of the increase in the tax rate? Is that it?
Well, I think that's a reason that a lot of the hotel owners are, you know, coming forward and getting upset with it. And the challenge of their counter argument is we say, look, if you want to form, you know, a group, a trade group, a motor region or something, it should be voluntary. It should be like the Chamber of Commerce. What if the Chamber of Commerce of, you know, where are you guys? You're in Lansing?
Yeah, indeed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what if the Chamber of Commerce in Lansing said, look, what we do benefits all businesses. It should be mandatory. You have to join us. You have to pay us. And we think that's, you know, that's what's going on here. And we think that's just wrong.
And what happens if a business refuses to pay up, pay the bureau this tax? What happens then?
Well, they can bring a collection lawsuit against them. So I imagine it proceeds through the courts in a usual way for a collection lawsuit. You try and get your judgment, try and get a lien on the property and things like that.
Dirk Wilcox, senior attorney at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Back at it, resuming an earlier fight to protect the free speech rights of lodging establishment owners. Dirk, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.